Hi, everybody. Welcome to 2024. This is Tangent Scheming Podcast. Hopefully, I can give you more. Toby here. Today, when I was cruising, you know, the internet, sometimes I like going on YouTube to check out videos, like my favorite ones, listen to music. Simple life, simple times. However, today, what I noticed was a lot of trending information about the new Nintendo Switch, or the Nintendo Switch 2. It's like, really? So, of course, I decided, let's click on some of these links. And I was so curious on why Nintendo Switch was streaming. And for the longest time, as I was going through these websites on Twitter, aka X or whatever, I thought that what they did is they released the newest information on the Switch 2. The only thing that I personally found is there was information on rumors of price, release date, games, and a little bit more. So, you know, just absolute typical things. The one that I was curious about was the actual price, because for this past Christmas, what I wanted to do was I wanted to go buy a Series X or a Series S and even look into a PS5, which my family's not into the PS5, plus we have so much information on the Xbox that we want to stay within the line of the Xbox, so the information transfers over. I held off. Just because $700 for the top of the line system, and I have so many kids that I have to buy like 4 or 5 controllers just to keep up, then the fighting and all that other stuff, I didn't feel feasible. And when I talked to the girlfriend, I says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and see what the new Nintendo system is all about. And she goes, why? I went, Nintendo releases a game or a system every 6 to 7 years. And it's about that time that Nintendo kind of gets flowing and hops on the actual new console or the next gen, which means they're going to be releasing one anytime. Seeing that they were going to be releasing more information about the Nintendo Switch in 2024, so I told her, I said, I'm going to hold off. Let's just get whatever. Then what we're going to do is we're going to dig a little bit deeper and see what Nintendo has to offer. And maybe that might be the route to go, just because the Switch will be cheaper. And for the price of a PS5 or a Series X, we can just get new Nintendos for the exact same price. And she goes, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. So when I seen Switch actually trending on all these media platforms, and when I went onto YouTube, it kind of blew me away with the videos that were in my algorithm, and it was folks on the PS, or not the PS, the Nintendo Switch 2. Sorry about that. So I clicked on one, and all they were basically doing was projecting what things were. It wasn't actual information. The only information that they released was the price might be as high as $400 for a Nintendo system, which compared to the X or the PS5, that's actually, you know, cheap. And like what I said, I could buy two Nintendos for the price of a PlayStation or an Xbox. We do have Nintendo Switches, so the information in the accounts can get switched over, which is beautiful. And it's a lot more kids-friendlier. If it has the same capabilities of the original Switch, then I think this might be a way to go, especially with all the family. Then they started digging deeper into some of the things that they should have. Like, for example, a Switch Pro. Kind of like what the Xbox did. You have the Series S and the Series X. And the non-Pro is probably going to be a little bit more cheaper. Another thing that they said is this system should be here sometime later in 2024. So this might be the actual year that we get a brand new Nintendo console. The games, I'm really not too huge about, because I'm going to play your basic games like Mario Party, Brawlhalla, if they still have that on that system coming up. Mario Kart, like, we're still going to have those, which is going to be plain, blunt, eerie. That's that, plus Fortnite's going to be on, which... Man, I got to go freaking get another TV. Anyway. People are wondering, what other things are they going to do? Are they going to make it a big screen? Bigger than the one that they have by adding like 1 or 2 inches? Are they going to have a little bit better controller setup? Like when it's in your hand, is it going to feel like a PS5 or a Series X? Is it going to have a rumble feature? Is it going to have a more of a Wii-style controller where you can actually get into the game and kind of bring back the Nintendo Wii concept of having the system dock? Then all of a sudden you could be like chopping up onions or pouring drinks and have that feature. Like, there's so many things that people are throwing forward. I don't know if it's just for content or if these are some of the things that people want in a system. And should these companies try with one system, see how it actually is? So if one person says we want this, another person says we want that, is there a way that these companies can just make a consumer-style video game system? And if it does work, maybe listen to the people. Because I know there's a lot of people that says that the PlayStation 5 is one of the best controllers. Other people are saying it is good, but they hate where the toggles are. Other people say that the Xbox is great, but they don't like how it feels in their hands. And it was no different than like the original Xbox, where people always bitched and complained about the original controller because it was so big. I'm sorry. I found it absolutely it was comfortable in my hand. And if you're going to bitch about something being so big, then you got tiny hands. I'm sorry. Xbox did eventually listen and made a smaller controller, which I didn't mind, but I still like the big one. Big Bertha, you know, was my joke. But when it comes to the Nintendo Switch, it's going to be interesting to actually see how it is. Are they going to also take the concept of what they did with the original Switch, have the Pro version have the detachable Joy-Cons, then have the normal Switch as everything is connected in one little bit smaller screen. So it'd be kind of like the Switch Lite. These are some of the questions that I would like to know before making my purchase. And they were saying sometime in March, we're going to be getting a bigger view of what the brand new Nintendo system's going to be looking like. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be very curious and I will be watching it. And like I said, if the price tag's around $400, there's going to be a lot of people eating that up. If you take a look at before Christmas and in COVID, when you had like the Nintendo Switches just flying off the market and nobody holding them in stock just because people were buying them, then what? I don't know, you guys. This is going to be interesting. Nintendo Switch 2. I'm going to actually enjoy waiting for the release of the information for this one. And what do you think? I want to hear what you think of the Switch 2. And are you actually going to buy it? Head over to bio.link/tangentsgaming. Scroll down. Leave a voicemail, leave a text message, and I will play it as well as answer it. If you have a question and if you have an opinion, why not voice it? You have the opportunity. All right, guys, you can also hit up the BioLink link for email, my social media, where to listen. Until next time, this is Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. If you have any questions or comments, tangentsgaming189@gmail.com, and I'll catch you later.